Booklet 1, Passage 1. Jakkals vertrou nie sy eie vrede nie. Op 'n oggend sniffel jakkals tussen 'n klompie bome rond, toe hy hoenderhaan op 'n hoë tak gewaar. "Môre, my liewe haan," groet hy vriendelik. "Môre, jakkals," groet haan. "En waar stap jy die tyd van die oggend nog rond?" "Ek soek 'n bietjie ordentlike geselskap," sê jakkals vinnig. "Maar dis nie lekker om so kop in die lug te staan en te praat nie. Kom sit liewers hier by my." "O nee," antwoord hoenderhaan, "ek ken jou streke. As ek naby jou kom, eet jy my op." "Nog nooit nie," roep jakkals uit. "Het jy dan nie gehoor nie? Daar is vrede in Afrika onder al die nasies." "Koekelekoe," lag haan. "Hoekom lag jy?" vra jakkals. "Nee, ek lag sommer vir al jou stories," antwoord haan. "En dan lag ek vir my eie storie ook." "Wat 'n storie is dit?" vra jakkals. "Gisteraand het wilde hond my bekruip," vertel haan. "Toe moes ek die bome invlug. Nou is boer met sy honde op pad om my te soek. En ek kan hulle al sien aankom." "Nou ja, dan groet ek maar eers," sê jakkals skielik haastig. "Hoekom wil jy al loop, jakkals?" vra haan. "Ons gesels nou eers lekker. Jy is toch nie seker bang vir die honde nie. Daar is mos vrede in Afrika." "O ja," antwoord jakkals. "Maar die vraag is of die onnoosele honde daarvan weet." En hy draf vinnig weg.
The first story we have read has got to do with the jackal and wolf characters. These were quite famous characters in children's stories in the Afrikaans culture. In this particular story, we are only introduced to Jackal. Jackal does not trust his own peace. Jackal was walking around looking for someone to talk to. He wanted to have some decent conversation. He then came across Rooster, who's sitting in a tree. Not wanting to look up the whole time while talking to Rooster, he invites Rooster to come down and speak with him. Rooster said, "Oh no, I know your schemes. If I come down, you are going to try and eat me." "Never," Jackal replied. "Didn't you hear that there is peace among all the nations in Africa?" All of a sudden, Rooster starts to laugh. Jackal wonders, "Why are you laughing?" "No," said Rooster, "I'm laughing at your story, but I'm also laughing at my story." "What story is that?" Jackal asked him. "Well, you see, yesterday, wild dog chased me, and I had to hide in the tree. And now the farmer and wild dog is coming back to look for me. I can see them coming." All of a sudden, Jackal couldn't get out there fast enough. "Why do you want to leave so suddenly?" asked Rooster. "Are you scared of the dogs? Didn't you say that there is peace among all the nations in Africa?" "Yes," Jackal replied, "but I don't know if the dumb dogs know that." Well done for getting through passage 1. Now that you have read it through in Afrikaans and that it has been explained to you in English, we are going to be doing one final read of the passage.
Jakkals vertrou nie sy eie vrede nie. Op 'n oggend sniffel jakkals tussen 'n klompie bome rond, toe hy hoenderhaan op 'n hoë tak gewaar. "Môre, my liewe haan," groet hy vriendelik. "Môre, jakkals," groet haan. "En waar stap jy die tyd van die oggend nog rond?" "Ek soek 'n bietjie ordentlike geselskap," sê jakkals vinnig. "Maar dis nie lekker om so kop in die lug te staan en te praat nie. Kom sit liewers hier by my." "O nee," antwoord hoenderhaan, "ek ken jou streke. As ek naby jou kom, eet jy my op." "Nog nooit nie," roep jakkals uit. "Het jy dan nie gehoor nie? Daar is vrede in Afrika onder al die nasies." Koekelekoe, lag Haan. Hoekom lag jy? Vra Jakkals.
Nee, ek lag sommer vir al jou stories, antwoord Haan.
En dan lag ek vir my eie storie ook.
Wat 'n storie is dit? Vra Jakkals.
Gisteraand het wilde hond my bekruip, vertel Haan.
Toe moes ek die bome invlug.
Nou is boer met sy honde op pad om my te soek.
En ek kan hulle al sien aankom.
Nou ja, dan groet ek maar eers, sê Jakkals skielik haastig.
Hoekom wil jy al loop, Jakkals? Vra Haan.
Ons gesels nou eers lekker.
Jy is tog nie seker bang vir die honde nie.
Daar is mos vrede in Afrika.
O ja, antwoord Jakkals.
Maar die vraag is of die onnoosele honde daarvan weet.
En hy draf vinnig weg.